Okay, we're back with Project Independent and Jew. My guest today with Otto is Supervisor of the Town of North Hempstead, Judy Bosworth. And I just want to start this segment off with telling everybody that the State of the Town address will be on January 30th at Harbor Links, which is in Port Washington, which is also, it's a Friday, at 12 o'clock. And if you would like more information on that, we'll be giving out this number for the next couple of weeks. Call 516-767-1897. That's 516-767-1897 to make a reservation. I'm not pushing it. It's going to book up. So if you do want to come and be there in person, it'll be, I'm sure, simulcast, different places, etc. But bottom line, this will be the completion of Judy's first year, which actually completed a week ago. But nevertheless, we're going to find out what's coming up for us, which is the most important thing. Coming back now, what I would like to touch upon is affordable housing for seniors, which is, as Otto said a little bit earlier, a very, very difficult thing, especially in the town of North Hempstead, on Long Island in general, not just the town of North Hempstead.
You know, it's a great point. When I first came here, we immediately were doing senior recognition lunches, and they're wildly successful. As a matter of fact, so many seniors were being recognized, and so many seniors wanted to come to recognize those that were being recognized, that we actually wound up separating it into 2 days. And as I walked around from table to table, there was a common theme that I heard, whether it was from the table in New Hyde Park or the table in Carl Place or the table from Great Neck or the table from Roslyn. It was, we need affordable senior housing. Our seniors want to stay in the community. They're selling their homes. They want to be able to move into apartments or structures that they can afford and will allow them to stay in the town, which, of course, is music to our ears because we love our seniors and we want them to stay and be able to take advantage of the services that they have played such an important part in building. This town is built on the fact that our seniors have raised their families here, are now getting older, and are such a vibrant part of our community. We want to make sure that they have the opportunity to stay here and live comfortably. So that was a goal that really spoke to me as I was walking around, because it didn't matter which area. Every area had the same concern. I will tell you that right now there are a couple of ongoing affordable housing projects that the town is working on with the North Hempstead Housing Authority.
Okay.
One of them is the Grant Street School. In June, we actually, finally, this was a school that was standing there that was not occupied and was in a state of real disrepair. So the town got the funds together, we got the project going, and we tore down the Grant Street School in Newcastle. It's always a little bit of a tug at your heart when you see a school coming down, but knowing that it was no longer functioning as a school and was really a blight in the area.
Right.
Now it will be rebuilt as an affordable senior housing project.
Is this the building that was by Yes We Can?
Yes.
Right, a couple of blocks away?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. So renderings, you know, have been drawn up. We're still a little way from breaking ground. And it's all part of the revitalization effort in Newcastle. But these are going to be, you know, housing opportunities that will be wonderful, that will be geared towards our seniors. The other one that the town board, and the town board actually held a hearing about this at the end of this past year, regarded the Mount Olive property at Manhasset. And that would be an affordable housing project on the property of the where the old Mount Olive Baptist Church is. And this project is still, you know, in the works. It needs DEC approval. But it's actually on a brownfield site. So the beauty of this is that brownfield, which is contaminated,
I don't know what a brownfield is.
Just in the newspaper.
Will be remediated, will be cleaned up, and we will have affordable, as this goes forward, affordable senior housing units right there. So that's two initiatives that are going forward. There are other, you know, senior housing projects that are in the town of North Hempstead. They're not considered affordable. They're
That's one of the problem areas.
Right.
You know, I think these are very positive efforts, mm-hmm. and I hope that this is a conversation mm-hmm. that somebody in the private sector probably has to have a motivation somewhere along the line to build a senior kind of development that's more for middle income kind of category, as opposed to, you know, we have a lot of very high end type stuff in North Hempstead, and but we don't have in Nassau County in general really senior. And frankly, you can step down and look at the younger set as well. A lot of younger people leave Long Island as well, because there's not affordable housing. So it's a big problem.
Right. So notice
not
this
just the town of North Hempstead problem.
Absolutely. But this is not low-income senior housing. This is affordable senior housing.
Right.
So it's based on a scale of income. And I think you may be pleasantly surprised at what this project, these projects will actually be.
I'm hoping to hear that.
Okay.
Actually, there is a very big difference between low-income and affordable housing.
Okay.
And the affordable, you do have to present your income. You have to be within a certain category.
Right.
Low-income, basically, broad brushes, pretty much anybody can get in.
It's a different project.
Yeah, it's a different project
completely. These are affordable senior housing. This is not low-income senior housing. And working with the North Hempstead Housing Authority, which that has been such a pleasure to work with. There's such a commitment on the part of the people in the North Hempstead Housing Authority, and the you know, the executive director of that is Sean Rainey, and the chairman of it is Matthew Cuomo. And working together, they really are doing a phenomenal job in working to meet the needs.
Well, just out of curiosity and for education mm-hmm. purposes, like on Denton Avenue, there's the big complex.
Yes,
is that considered
affordable
housing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Just curious.
Okay.
You know.
Sure.
We're on Denton.
We're all learning. On Denton and Marcus.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Like I'm trying with a whole, there's a big crisscross of a bunch of roads.
Right. And that development was just recently renovated.
I live not far from there, and I see they've done a tremendous amount of work.
They have, and it's
actually
quite beautiful.
My wife is involved with one of the things of Project Independence is friendly visitors, and she actually goes to one woman in that place particularly to get books for the library and whatnot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice complex.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the big, this is probably one of the greatest challenges going forward is affordable housing, but it can be done, and obviously we can see it's going to be piecemeal. It's not going to all of a sudden tomorrow, but little by little as a property gets turned over, and unfortunately I think some of them have to be municipal properties, because a private sector person is not going to sell their property that they can get millions of dollars for to make it affordable.
Well, they're going to do it so that they're making a profit.
Right.
And that, of course, is understandable. And, you know, the other challenge that we have is that there's not that much land, you know, in North Hempstead or in Nassau County. So, you know, we've got a dense suburban, urban area here. And so, you know, we have to take advantage of those parcels of land as they arise. And so the fact that we have now, in the first year of my administration, two projects that we're working on.
I think is a
great start.
Right. There was an article recently, I think it was in Newsday, about the apartment explosion on Long Island, which is happening in Mineola.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, every time you turn around,
there's two big projects.
Yeah. Doubleday's property became like a two-story or a three-story. I was driving by there about a week ago. And then there's another one right on two of them on Old Country Road,
right near the courthouse.
Yeah. Right. I mean, people need places to live.
People need places to live. And, you know, you talk about affordable housing, you talk about young people. There's, you know, the yin and the yang of that, because you have school districts that are very concerned about housing that will bring in more kids. And now there may be some districts that are being reduced in enrollment, but many districts are not. And so we're all working under the specter of the tax cap. And so you'll have a school district that is working, you know, with that. And if there's a sudden influx of a lot of kids, that really wreaks havoc in their budget, because there's no accommodation in their budget for an increase in enrollment. So the minute you propose housing that has the potential of bringing young families, you know, into the community in a large way, there's a pushback, because there's concern of how the school districts are going to be able to accommodate that.
Yeah, it's not an easy problem. I don't think anybody can just wave a magic wand and fix it. There's, you know.
Well, there's that Land of Oz again.
Yeah. Don't look behind
only,
the curtain.
Right.
No, it's tough. But I mean, what is so significant in my mind about Judy Bosworth as a supervisor? Because these things have to be addressed. Some of them are tough issues. But there's not going to be an answer for everything, but there's an answer for some of them if you're willing to do the extra work. And that's what we got
to
do.
The old story about there's only one way to eat an elephant, one bite at a time.
There you go.
You know, you can't fix that whole scenario in one shot.
Right.
It's just not going to work. It's a matter of years to straighten it out.
Oh, yeah, I agree. But at least, you know, I think people feel better when you're doing one bite at a time, because you see there's movement, at least.
Making progress.
You know, you just see nothing goes on.
But isn't really the real world, that's how things get done? You know, you don't
one
eat the whole elephant
time.
In one shot.
That's right.
You know, you look back and you say, wow, we did accomplish this. Or we did, like you're now looking back on your year, and you've accomplished a lot. You're not running for office, and I'm not on your campaign committee. But, you know, facts are all you've
accomplished. Well, we can talk later.
I think we have a volunteer. No. What we're going to do in the little bit of time we have left, because we can follow up on it as time goes on, is just because Otto brought that up before, Project Safe.
Right.
Just to touch on that for a second.
Okay. Well, so Project Safe is something that we are so pleased about being able to go forward with your good help, John.
Right, right.
It's so important for our seniors to understand that there are people there who want to separate you from your money. I mean, it's as simple as that. And you need to know what those scams are, and they are. They are scams, and they're always changing. And, you know, we're of a generation that's somewhat trusting. And so if someone seems nice and you want to believe them, the thing is you have to be always on your guard. Nobody is going to call you up and ask you for your Social Security number. No one has the right to call you and ask you for any personal information. Right. If your bank needs information, they're going to get in touch with you the way they normally do. And so the whole idea of Project Safe is to make sure that we're connecting with seniors, having programs. We sponsored one with then District Attorney Kathleen Rice. And her staff to come in and talk about some of the common scams that are prevalent within senior communities. So, you know, it's very important that we do that. I know that at one point we had had Jack Frost as one of the senior programs. And so that was great. And we there were programs about what to do to stay healthy and to stay safe during the winter. And those things are still important, getting your flu shot, making sure that if you go out, you're wearing a hat and a scarf because, right. You know, our internal thermometers or thermostats are not, you know, perhaps, you know, what they had been. But we're doing that.
Right.
And so now we're also looking to see what else we can do. And the what else, you know, we can do is having Project Safe so that seniors have insight into what some of the warning signs of potential scammers are. And the program also features financial professionals as well as attorneys and Medicare specialists who can provide very helpful information on how to manage and understand your finances as you age. So it's not just about make sure you don't become a victim of scammers, but to have a good sense of what you need to know, what you should be doing as you get older to safeguard your well-being.
This program would definitely fits into Project Independence as well. Was it two shows ago or whatever, the last live one we did, we had actually two people from the district attorney's office here talking about senior scams and whatnot. So there's definitely a good mesh, I think, between Project Independence and Project Safe.
Absolutely. And the thing is, which is, it's almost hard to believe sometimes how seniors get taken advantage of. And you'd almost say, why did you do that?
Yeah.
But they did because they got nervous. They got scared. And it's next thing they're writing a check to somebody they're never going to get back.
Well, and the people who do this are professionals at what they do.
Yeah.
And they can look like the cleanest cut person on the planet.
Yep.
And in the meantime, they have their hand in your pocket. The IRS intimidating people on the phone.
Yep.
That doesn't really happen in the real world, but they try to do it.
And people get worried, or the idea of someone calling and saying, you know, your grandson needs money. He's abroad, and he doesn't. And so you say, oh my God, I've got to get that to him. And no,
the list is long.
Exactly.
Terrific. We're going to wrap this up. Judy Bosworth, supervisor of the town of North Hempstead. I want to thank you so much.
It's been such
the
a
the first
pleasure.
Show. I'm so excited that you were here. I'm so excited to be doing this. And I hope the snow represents for me what it did to you. A wonderful year.
Thank you.
Otto, thank you so much. I mean, we're going to be back anyway. It's just we have another segment coming up.
And Christina, thank you. Always, you know, always a pleasure. So much good work that's done within the Department of the Aging of Seniors, and it's just a pleasure to be here and to be able to talk about
it. And you'll be back.
I will.
Terrific. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Project Independence and you.